This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. One of my favorite pursuits, and actually one of the things, the broadcast things that I am most well known for, or things that are popular according to what people tell me, are the hours that I spend every week with Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So Dr. Jack is here to bring us through some of the news from this week, some of the things he studied, some of his experiences as a chiropractor. He's a NUCA chiropractor, you know, practices in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's also a certified GAPS practitioner, uses that to help out all the people that visit his clinic, whether they go personally or they go online to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack and his wife, Mary, have a fabulous practice. People regard them because they are so helpful. And they do it the natural way. We talk about a lot of different things every week here. I think it's a very intelligent, if I do say so. If I do say so myself, I think it's a very intelligent way to approach the things that are necessary to know about one's body, your bones, your heart, your lungs, your brain, how exercise, all of these things factor into what we need to know. And one of the things I want to talk about today is Zantac and what has been said about that. But first, let's get to the podcast that you have now. I always extol the value and virtue of the two podcasts that we actually have, yours on ForbiddenDoctor.com and then ours at GoodDayHealthShow.com. So podcast 185, which is up now, having to do with the freedom of choice, I guess, as much as anything else.
Yeah, yes.
Isn't that really what Child Protective Service, I don't know, how does this wind its way, help us understand how this winds its way into our physical health and well-being?
Well, it winds our way into family health and mental health as a whole. We have erroneously assumed that a lot of these so-called government agencies, because a lot of them are not, even though they're paid for by the government, they're not necessarily run. They get a charter to run from the government. And we just think, well, we're glad Child Protective Services are out there because of all the bad parents that need to have children rescued away from these bad parents, when in fact anybody who's had experience with the CPS, Child Protective Services, realizes that that's a money-making organization. And whatever they can do to pick up a few bucks here and there, they're going to do it. And so what this show is about, it's a very scary one. I don't like having scary shows, but we thought this was absolutely essential because more and more families are being disrupted by various outlaw organizations. I'm not saying they're an outlaw, but there's certain outlaws that work in these organizations.
You're talking about Child Protective Services.
Yeah. They're working for the money.
And are, you they can private, be or are they private, or are they public?
There's various aspects of it that are very private. Mm-hmm. And they're tied up with adoption agencies that are private. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of families who were innocent, but some comment was made by a nosy neighbor or something else, and CPS showed up, and you do not have to let them in the house unless they have a warrant. And the problem is they will show up with a police officer, and you get this idea that there is perfectly legal what's going on, and they want to come in the house. They say, well, can we come in and talk? You stop them at that door, and you do not let anybody pass that door, and you'll usually not hear from them again. But if you let them in and they see clothes laying around on the floor, if they see dirty dishes in the kitchen sink, they're going to report you as an unfit mother. Not every case, but enough cases that it's getting more and more serious. And that's what this is about. And they will take the kids, and they will go out, and they will force vaccinate them. They will force give them antibiotics. They will do all kinds of things they think these kids need without your permission. So that's what this show is about. And they can, and CPS can take a child away, and for as much as, they can make as much as $4,000 if they take that child away from the parents and adopt them out to somebody else, and the parents are standing there with their lives destroyed, sometimes over absolutely nothing.
Hmm. So there there's a lot of controversy about this kind of thing, especially of late, because it seems to be overcooked, and as you were suggesting a moment ago, it's a lot of blabby neighbors, people sticking their nose into your business. Now, the other side of it is there are kids that are being abused by their parents.
Oh, absolutely. And we talk about that. We talk about that in the podcast. Yes, there are some justifiable cases. Kids that never fed, kids that never have clean clothes, kids that have a just an infestation growing in the house. Mm-hmm. But that's rare.
Well, one of the things that we don't spend enough time on, Jack, and I've said this, you've said it, we talk about it in the myriad of programs that I do, the mental health issues that are so prevalent today, mental illness and how it affects people, different ways, different circumstances, whether you're somebody who's suffering from mental health issues or maybe you've got a close friend or a family member who is, the stigma around mental health problems and how a parent, I lived with it as a child growing up. And you don't like to discuss it. You make your own way if you can, but more and more people are opening up about it, and I guess that that's one of the things. But we still have, and I don't know if this is universal, I mean, around the world, but in our country, we have a very poor attitude toward helping people who have mental issues. And, you know, this is not the way. You're opening up a can of worms here, actually, which is good. We need to see more of this sort of thing. We need to experience what the issues are and a way to work on understanding what causes these problems. And so it's not your usual bill of fare. It's not what you usually do.
No,
it's not important. And I can hear the passion in your voice. And so you speak with somebody who is director of Health Freedom. And I think that's an interesting concept. What is that? How do you translate the phrase Health Freedom? She's director of Health Freedom Idaho.
Yeah, she's out of Boise, Idaho. She's a friend of ours. And Health Freedom Idaho is trying to take back from the state the right of the parents to control the lives of their children. And what's happened is, unbeknownst to a lot of parents, legislation has passed here and there in various states, some states much worse than others, is the translation away from the parents' absolute God-given rights to control the destiny of their children over to the state. Anytime the state thinks the parents aren't really having the children's best interest in mind, and the state decides that from a point where the parents may decide something different than what the state thinks. Mm-hmm. They hate homeschoolers. Mm-hmm. They hate people who think that they can control the destiny of their children. Now, I know what I'm saying here is outrageous, and I know what I'm saying here is very difficult for a lot of people to understand. Her husband's a naturopath, and so they're involved with natural health. And the state doesn't like people who step outside the guidelines of the state health organization, who thinks that everything should be chemically oriented. Mm. So the thing is about what to do in advance, even if you don't think you're ever going to have a problem with the CPS. You're a good mother. You're a good father. You've got good, happy kids. That is not going to protect you if some nosy neighbor out there who's mad at you because you put your fence in the wrong place and they're immature and crazy enough to make reports about you to the state, and the next thing you know, CPS shows up at your door. That may sound unbelievable, but it happens, and the statistics show this, that some kids are much better off with a parent who's not completely balanced than being taken in away from that family into the system. So right, that's what we talk. And I know it's controversial. You're right. Yeah. And some of our controversial podcasts we have generate a tremendous number of comments afterwards. We expect this one to be pro and con.
All right. That's some podcast 185 at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Here's a good way for you to eat cookies if you love cookies and be healthy, especially if you have a gluten intolerance like I do. That's how I discovered Eban's Bakehouse. Eban, E-B-A-N-S. Eban's Bakehouse has the yummiest cookies, breads, buns, rolls, you name it, all made without any gluten product at all. So those of you who have had problems with gluten, I have over the years. That's why I found this place. And they said, well, why don't you talk about it on your program? I said, okay, lots of things to talk about. The conditions that gluten can either cause or contribute to. Gluten can cause autoimmune disease. Jack will tell you that. Leaky gut syndrome. All of that sort of thing. Iron deficiency. Vitamin B12 deficiency. All kinds of things. So you may keep that in the back of your mind, or you may just think whenever I eat stuff that has gluten in it, I get upset. And so you don't want to have that experience. You want to, and but yet you're like me. You love cookies. You love good, really rich things like white chocolate cherry oatmeal cookies. I love those.
Ooh.
The cookies, they really are. Remember I brought those, I think, to your house.
Yes, yes yeah. You did. Those were incredible.
Yep.
So
great
hurry
stuff.
Up back, would you?
And bring some cookies with
and
you.
Bring a couple dozen.
Bring some of those cookies. I'll have them sent to you. How's that? That's even a better deal. EbonsBakehouse.com is the website to go to. Check it out and use the DJV code for a big discount. And if you don't like the cookies, doesn't work for you, get all your money back, 100% money back guarantee for these cookies, the breads, the buns, the rolls. Their taste is unbelievable. You got to keep them in the refrigerator, though, in order for them to maintain, you know, there's nothing in them that is a preservative, so you got to keep them cold. Other than that, enjoy, please, with a good dish of ice cream and some of these cookies. That'd be, ooh, ah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting carried away. EbonsBakehouse.com is the website. Eban, E-B-A-N-S. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
In the know, I'm Jasmine Guignard. In the U.S. alone, there are nearly 40 million Americans without teeth, with many needing dentures. Dr. Ryan Dunlop, dental implant dentist, has more.
There is a big misconception that dentures are needed for neglect. The reality is that dentures can be needed for many reasons. There are patients I see with genetic conditions or people who have had accidents. Another misconception is that dentures are very expensive, take a long time to make, or can't look natural.
But advancements in technology now allow for dentists to 3D print smiles, Dr. Dunlop explains.
Desktop Health recently introduced Flexera, a proprietary resin for use in 3D printing of high-quality dental prosthetics. With Flexera, dental providers can print up to 8 customized dentures in less than 2 hours, delivering on the promise of same-day, high-quality dental prosthetics for a natural smile.
For more, visit Flexera.com. That's Flexera.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, He doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen on our weekly get-together. The most recent, we've been plugging away at his most recent podcast, which is Education. The podcast, the summary of things. You can get the best of our complete conversation by listening to the program or get the nuance in podcasts. For example, the podcast that's now at gooddayhealthshow.com with Jack in it is a discussion of mosquito bites and what it does or doesn't do, what is real and what isn't real. And we talk about lectin, whether or not it's good or bad for you. Dr. Jack explains everything you need to know about proton pump inhibitors in this podcast. Do they do more harm than good? Answer that question. Then there's a conversation about a study of 5,000 children offering proof that children are not exposed enough to dirt and grime so that they don't have the strong immune system. They get allergies and all kinds of other stuff. So great ideas for maintaining your health, having a healthy attitude toward your body. Dr. Jack on the most recent podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. One of the things that's in the news this week is the focus on avoiding Zantac. I happened to have a bottle when I had my digestive problems and heartburn 4 or 5 years ago. I got some of this stuff, and I never used it because I didn't like it. But I kept the bottle, and then when in the news there were a couple of different stories, warnings, if you will, about why not to use this stuff. They have certain warnings. You know how those stupid ads are on television now? You get 15 seconds of the ad devoted to why you should take the product in 45 seconds as to why you shouldn't. Yeah. And they probably have to put this in. I don't even know if Zantac, which is supposed to prevent and relieve heartburn, if they're even advertising. I don't remember seeing anything advertising.
I haven't seen anything in a long time.
But why should people stay away from it? And what do they take in place of it? That's the most important thing. I mean, we can talk about it till we're blue in the face because they advertise a lot, but what's better?
That's a great question because this is not taking care of the problem. It's just addressing a symptom of heartburn. What is causing the heartburn? They don't ask that. What is causing the heartburn 9 times out of 10 is you don't have enough stomach acid. And so the food sits there in your stomach waiting to be broken down by stomach acid, and it ferments unnatural acids.
So how do we create more
strong digestive enzymes. By the time you hit 35 to 40, you've only got about 15% of the stomach acid you had when you were a teenager. When you hit 55 to 60, you have almost no stomach acid left. And you have got to start taking some acid supplements, like Zypan that we're always talking about from Standard Process,
right.
A very strong digestive enzyme. There's other things that are in there. And I can't count the number of patients that came to me with heartburn problems. And I said, if you will just start taking 2 to 3 of these little pills after you've eaten, wait, you know, a half hour to an hour.
So what about the long life energy enzymes that you have providing that service to your listeners and to
that picks up,
your clinic? What's that do?
That picks up the work after the stomach acid. The long life energy enzymes break down protein structures further after the stomach acid is
already started. So you wouldn't take it to replace Zantac. You'd take it in addition to the Zypan that comes from
Exactly.
The process.
Precisely. And Zantac isn't a proton pump inhibitor that we talked about last time. It's a little bit, it works differently, but it still stops protein digestion.
Mm-hmm.
And when you stop protein digestion, it's like taking the mortar out of the bricks of your house. You are not going to like the side effects.
All right. So, Zypan, you can get that stuff through Jack's office at ForbiddenDoctor.com as well. 28 past the hour. Good.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The death toll rising in South Florida after a building collapses. Local officials announcing Friday the body of a 7-year-old girl was found Thursday night in the rubble of the 12-story condo in Surfside. She was the daughter of a Miami firefighter. While no survivors have been found in over a week, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says the time isn't right to shift to a recovery operation.
Our top priority remains search and rescue. I want to be very clear about that. And we will take no action that will jeopardize our ability to continue the search and rescue mission.
The latest number is 22 dead, 126 unaccounted for. President Biden feeling good about the latest jobs numbers. Friday's report shows 850,000 jobs added and the unemployment rate still under 6%. The unemployment rate rising, though, from 5.6% to 5.9%. President Biden says our economy is on the move and we have COVID-19 on the run. This is USA Radio News. COVID cases on the rise in one of America's largest cities, the number of cases in Los Angeles doubling over the last 2 weeks. L.A. County health officials blame it on the Delta variant. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy discussing the Delta variant in the PBS NewsHour Friday.
It's all over the country. It's doubling nearly every 2 weeks. And it will very quickly become the dominant variant in the United States.
Dr. Murthy says the Delta variant is especially dangerous to the unvaccinated because of how fast it spreads. The good news, though, is the vaccines we have are resistant to it. Fear in Afghanistan over what happens next after the U.S. closes Bagram Air Base. Some intelligence reports say the Taliban could retake control of the country in as little as 6 months. Many Afghans have left or are planning to leave the country. A 23-year-old grocery store owner tells the New York Times there is no hope for the future. Hurricane Elsa approaching the U.S. The storm still in the Caribbean this morning. A hurricane warning in effect for Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, and Jamaica. Florida could feel the effects of the storm as early as Monday. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Make your health great again, shall we?
There's a little play on something people talk about, right?
Make America's health great again.
That'd be nice.
Because America's health is not good. It isn't, let's face it.
People, the obesity rate here is out of control. People eating stuff, the farm is falling apart. Our connection to farm, the food, the family. I'll put in a plug for another program that I do called The American Family Farmer, which is all about creative ideas for America's family farmers to stick around instead of being put out, as that moron Sonny Perdue said, get big or get out. Doesn't help instill confidence in the quality of the food that we need, and that's what Jack is all about. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. On Good Day Health, it's all about what you put in your body. It's the food, the food, the food.
Well, it is. That's a lot of it. I don't mean to interrupt you, but yesterday I was talking to a family that came in, and they were all distressed that it was either a sister or a brother-in-law that they recently had a child die that was just a few months old, and they're still not sure why the child died. And they were just saying, they said to me, boy, here in America with all we have. And I said, wait a second, slow down. According to the World Health Organization, there are about 40 nations that they consider to be the Western industrialized type of modern nation, 40 of them. And I said to him, where do you think the United States ranks, the United States will rank out of 40 nations for neonatality, or the first year survivability of a newborn child in America? Out of 40 nations, where does the World Health Organization rank the United States? And they're looking at me like, well, we don't know, kind of thing. 38. Mm-hmm. The United States is 38 out of 40
countries.
That's
not to put us down. This is not about America.
No, it's a wake-up
call. It's about waking up. Hello.
Yes.
We have the resources that other countries don't have, and we abuse them. Yep. That's plain and simple, right?
Yep. It's not just the fact that these kids are being fed junk and terrible things. It's the horrible level of malnutrition, the malnutrition of the mother who is trying to breastfeed the child, and the low quality of that, or the fact that these kids are being stuck on formula that is just one of the worst things you can possibly feed a baby, or they're having terrible reactions to vaccines that the Japanese learned. You don't do it until they're at least 2 years old. You don't do it the first year of life. And then other factors that come into play. We rank 38 out of 40 nations. I mean, this is terrible. And it's kind of brushed over. It's kind of like, well, you know, that's just the World Health Organization. What do they know?
Yeah, well, they know a lot. And even if you don't trust the United Nations, there still is news in there that is very helpful, it seems to me. It's all for your consideration. You ultimately make up your own mind, obviously. Duh. And so if you have a lot of information upon which to make your judgments, then perhaps you're better off than is the case if you don't have the, this is one of the great things about America, probably unique in all the world. Many things make us unique, but the availability of information now on anything, you name it, there's information, and health is certainly one of it. Thought it was interesting, Jack, the Drug Enforcement Administration has proposed new regulation quotas for opioids. You know, it's like this is shut the barn door after the cows get out.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
The same kind of stuff. But it goes hand in hand with the opioids. It goes hand in hand with so many other things. And yet there are natural ways of taking care of dealing with people who have pain. What would you, if I came to you off the street and I said, oh, my God, I just had this operation on my hip and the pain is really bothering me. Jack, please tell me what you recommend to alleviate the pain. What would you
say? One of the there's a mechanical thing that would involve ice on and off throughout the day. But internally, we'd be using chlorophyll complex, which is a very powerful anti-inflammatory and pain reducer. Mm-hmm. We would be using something called turmeric forte. It's a mixture of
standard processed products.
That's right, fenugreek and turmeric that is known to be very powerful in its ability to lower pain levels. We might use something called salagesic. Takes a couple of days to build up in the body, but again, another herb that is, it's what aspirin was based on. They couldn't patent salicylic acid that comes out of the bark.
What was it, Catalin? No, what's the other thing that you said? You told me once was like aspirin.
It's salagesic. It's a product called salagesic, and it comes from the bark of the white willow tree. And mm-hmm. the American Indian knew this when the settlers came here, that's where it came from. They would boil the bark of this tree and then filter it off, and the solution that was left behind had salicylic acid in it.
That's where aspirin came from.
Well, that's now what they did is when they found out that compound, they found out that it could synthesize a portion of it, the pain-reducing part of it, inside the laboratory, and that's what Bayer did when Bayer in Germany came out with the aspirin tablet, which was a synthetic form of what nature produced for pain reduction. The problem is with an aspirin, you're getting an imbalance of what Mother Nature made in that bark to a very strong concentrated portion of that chemical complex. And anytime you give the body something that's out of balance, even though it's going for what we'd consider a good cause, pain reduction, you're going to throw other things into an imbalanced state. And, of course, because it's very acidic, it burns the stomach wall. It leads to gastric distress, gastric hemorrhaging. And long-term usage of aspirin is extremely dangerous as far as the body's concerned.
Yeah. All right. Now, good for you. Well, as a GAPS practitioner, you would say that it really causes problems in the gut, does it not? Although I was told once when I got one of my I've had a couple of colonoscopies to check. You know, your health, you're supposed to get them done, what, every 5 or 10 years? Have we gotten one to get to be?
Well, it depends on how good it is, the last test. They may say, you don't need one for 10 or you don't need one for 5.
Well, my doctor said that mine was pink, very pink. And he said, that's good and healthy. Do you take a lot of aspirin? At that time, I was having a baby aspirin 3 or 4 times a week. And I think you got me off of that, if I'm not
mistaken. Yeah, there's too much research now. The latest research says, no, that's not only unnecessary.
So how then do you keep your colon healthy and
clean? Great question. Lactic acid yeast. It is a form, it's a standard process product, you bet, and something called Zymex. Zymex wafers is a particular kind of something called mycelium yeast.
They taste awful, Jack. I think they're actually
kind of sweet.
What they do is they acidify. You're the guy who has a raw egg. Thanks to your wife and all kinds of other garbage in that daily...
If the camera was on me right now, you'd see me drinking Mary's milkshake right now. Mm-hmm. Yes, it has two raw eggs in it and a whole bunch of other stuff that is very nutrition-packed. I won't even be hungry till 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now, back to the colon. When people start using, people who've had colon problems in the past, when they start using a combination of the lactic acid yeast, which is a form of yeast that converts every carbohydrate into lactic acid before the stuff leaves the body, and it allows the colon to be acidic. The colon needs to be acidic for the same reason the vagina needs to be acidic, because it's an opening to the outside world, and bacteria cannot live in an acid environment. And studies that came out of South Africa not all that long ago showed that when they were studying a rise of colon cancer among people who were the underground gold miners for the gold mines in South Africa, they found out a striking correlation between alkaline guts and the rise of colon cancer. And it was just, it was a study that should have been on the front page of every newspaper in our country. Just brushed over like, well, that's those people there in South Africa. You know, they're not us. Yeah, they are us. They're human beings. And so what we have found out in the study and research that Mary and I have done, the more acidic the walls of the colon are, the more acidic the vagina is, the stronger the body's ability is to resist infection, especially when a woman gets a candida overgrowth in the vagina. It's because it became alkaline that that promoted the growth of that bacteria. The same thing can happen in the gut. And when you get an unnatural formation of the wrong kind of flora that you and I are talking about all the time, in the colon, it's a sitting duck for mutations of the cell wall to start take place, leading to colon cancer.
All right, so you're going to love this one. I just found the announcement of a 3D printed device that can now detect cancer in your blood. The research has outlined, did you see that?
I heard about it,
a personalized cancer treatment, because they've developed this device that weeds out the blood cells to find the cancer cells, especially in the blood. The researchers tested the approach by adding cancer cells to the blood of healthy people. Not into their bodies, good God. But they take blood from somebody that's healthy, and they put these cancer cells in it, and then they've used this device, this 3D printed device, which is mind-boggling in and of itself, to get an accurate insight into the cancer and provide treatments that go hand-in-hand with what your blood needs. I think that is a fabulous advantage.
Yeah, yes. You know, when they can organize and get lab studies and technology studies when it's related to human physiology, moving in directions like this, I can begin to believe that, you know, Bones there with the original Star Trek crew, and he'd have a couple of pieces of instruments,
right.
and he would know in seconds what was wrong.
Yeah,
I don't think we're all that far away from that kind of a thing today.
No, I don't either. Calitrin is America's number one choice, healthy choice for weight loss. Why would that be? Because the number one ingredient is collagen. Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Matter of fact, you get a fabulous buy. Use the DJB code and you get three bottles, the regular price, and three bottles that don't cost you anything. Stay on the program for 6 months. You'll not only lose the weight, but you will keep it off. That's the guarantee from Calitrin. Go to Calitrin.com, use the code DJB, and get a 6-month supply for the price of three. Calitrin.com.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. That's 800-546-1403.
Sentenced. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The great judge sentenced the people to life imprisonment. The prison, however, was not what you might think. You see, this prison had no walls or barriers of any kind. It was only that people were to be locked in a prison of mental rigidity. Whatever they believed no matter what evidence was shown to them. Eventually, the people didn't even believe they were in prison because they very much believed that whatever they thought was, in fact, absolute truth. One among them became free, however, and attempted to free the rest, but none would listen, none would follow, because they all accepted their sentence of believing that whatever they knew had to be absolute truth, and so they remained imprisoned for life. For ways to set yourself free, visit youtube.com/Dr. Christian Conti.
You're just talking about yeast infections. It brought me around to a question that I had seen from a listener named Erica Schwartz, who wanted to know whether a male menopause was killing her husband's sex drive. We all know what effect menopause has on a woman and her sex drive, right? Pretty much universal.
Yes.
So if is there such a thing? I didn't know that.
It's called andropause. Because there is a change
at what
in
age?
The... it starts about the same time as a woman, you know, late 40s,
early 50s. So you and I have been
50s.
Through it if we had it, or I don't know.
Well,
who knows?
You can have a real difficult time with it, or you can have an easy time with it, depending on the strength and resilience of your own endocrine system. Which, interesting that you bring this up, is one of the reasons why we created ageless thyroid, to make sure that the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the thyroid, and the adrenal, which is where our lives are centered, because those are the hormone-producing organs of the body that give us the ability of human expression.
All
and
right.
When those things are weak, you're going to have a hard time, especially this lady's husband.
All right. So long life energy enzymes, another thing that has been very helpful to a lot of people, and ageless thyroid, both of them you can procure, get the story behind the story, read all about it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You'll find them both very helpful. I take them both every single day. That's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Don't forget our podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack here.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit GreenboxCapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit GreenboxCapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. GreenboxCapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. GreenboxCapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Focused on your good health. Why not? It's a good bread. That's an aspiration to have. Good Day Health. And Dr. Jack Stockwell here to continue the tradition of focusing on sometimes one story, two stories. And so here's, as we dig around, there's always something new from the research department. So the fact that we can go out this time of year, especially, Jack,
yeah,
and be in nature and go to the woods and go to the parks and go to the beach. We were just talking about that. So what do you have that is related to how we enjoy ourselves in the summertime?
Well, there's a report out of the University of Exeter, which is in the southwest area of England, and it was published in Scientific Reports, funded by the National Health Research. It's like the NIH of England.
Yeah, right.
And they said that they found that, and they studied 20,000 people, and they found that people who would spend at least 2 hours in nature a week were significantly more likely to report good health and higher psychological well-being than those who didn't visit nature at all during the average week.
Or weren't exposed to it at all.
Yeah, and the 120 minutes was critical because they didn't find any benefits for people who went to the natural town parks, woodlands, county parks, beaches for less than 2 hours. And it didn't have to be 2 hours at a time. If it was just 2 hours over a 7-day period where they were just out there, and I don't know if they're listening to the birds or watching the grass grow or just smelling the oxygen from the trees or whatever it was, if it was at least 2 hours a week, they had a significant... Now, significant is a big word when it comes to research.
Yep.
You know, it wasn't like they were more likely to report. No, they were significantly more likely to report good health and higher psychological well-being. And I think, as you pointed out there to begin with, this is the time of the year to really take advantage of that. Now, it doesn't have to be summertime. It just has to be out in nature.
Well, a lot of people love winter activity,
yeah.
Whether it's skiing. I don't even want to wash my mouth up with soap, but 6 months from now we'll be skiing, or you'll be ice skating, or you'll be whatever the things are. Maybe you go hunting or whatever you do in the...
Well, that's one of the things I really love about the Intermountain West, especially Utah. The winter sports and the winter enjoyment and the hiking and the camping, even in wintertime with these mountains.
All you have to do is go out to your back porch after a snowstorm and you can slide down the mountain.
Well, that's right. That's right. And we had more snow this last winter. Maybe that's why I'm in such a good mood. We had more snow this last winter than several winters put together. But this is, you know, this is a great idea.
Who's my friend who's now every chance he gets taken off to San Diego? Who's that guy?
Yeah, well, it's summertime. It's summertime.
Right.
Uh-huh. The beach.
And the living is easy.
There's not a whole lot of beach here. The beach here is the Great Salt Lake, and, you see it once is enough for 1,000 years.
You get really itchy. You go. It's like going to the Dead Sea. It's the same thing.
Well, it is.
Israel. It's the same.
High salt.
This
area out here is the bottom of the bathtub. So for Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, Nevada, everything kind of moves in this direction because we're the low spot till you get past the Sierra Nevadas into California.
In many ways, more ways than one. Perhaps. Yeah.
Okay.
Green space, though, seriously, not to. This is a very important. Being in nature, understanding how nature works on your physicality, the photosynthetic process, getting bad gases out of the air, having the ability to breathe that pure oxygen, which you can appreciate. People say, oh, the air is better here. Literally, it is better there. It really is. You're not being facetious. It is better there.
Yeah.
So, good report. Thank you. Here's a report for people who have... My niece just found out the other day she had metastatic breast cancer. She's 40, same age as Megan, so like 44. If you're told you got cancer, what do you do? What do you think? What are your friends and family doing for you? You have alternative choices. Jack and I are always talking about alternatives to mainstream medicine. But the best way to find out what to do is to inform yourself. There's a book called Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. 714X, you'll read all about it. The website, go to 714xbook.com. And make an informed decision when it comes to cancer and you want to beat it. This is a book you need to read. That's it. Just read it. Figure out for yourself. Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. Use the code DJV for some bonus material and a generous discount on the book. 714xbook.com is the website. The book is Do No Harm. Use the DJV code and get a good deal. Learn. Education, very important for people who are facing health challenges. 59 past the hour.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.